It is a new week, and you're back in the Canadian Premier League newsroom presented by Volkswagen. Mitchell, we're just a few days away from kicking off the 2024 season, and we are flying through our team-by-team season previews today with Atletico Ottawa. I have a feeling that there's a lot to talk about here, and we might, for the second time, I think, in this podcast, need some stoppage time. But we will see how we do with our 10 minutes on the clock on our five questions to talk about the club from the nation's capital.
They don't really like stoppage time in Ottawa very much, so I don't know if this will be...
They certainly do not, and we will get to that in a second. But to set the scene, Ottawa obviously played in the final, won the regular season in 2022. Last year, not so much. They missed the playoffs by 2 points, and that coming down to the last couple of weeks of the season, so a disappointing year, but a big offseason in Ottawa, which we will get to right now. 10 minutes again on the clock. Question number one, Mitch, is this on paper a team that we are safe to call a CPL super team? Manny Aparicio, Amir Didic, Balu Tabla, Abubakar Sissoko, Kevin Dos Santos, Chris Twardek, Matteo Debrienne. That's a lot of names, man.
almost ran out of fingers there. Of course you can call this a super team. I mean, when you go out and get some of the top players from four other CPL clubs, you know, three players who were nominated for or won a league awards last season, you bring back Balu Tabla, you add Chris Twardek to the group that already includes Oli Bassett, Alberto Zapater, Max Tissot. Like on paper, this might be the best collection of CPL talent ever assembled. You know, this is the sort of thing that Bayern does in the Bundesliga, is they go out and, you know, pick off the best players from other clubs. The other Madrid, sometimes Real Madrid, does in La Liga. Yeah, as much as I know internally, they don't want to buy into the hype. Like, this is absolutely a CPL super team.
I mean, as we see with Bayern Munich, sometimes that still doesn't work, which is why we are specifically talking about on paper right now. But yeah, man, I didn't mention Ryan Yesley either, who like might not even be the starting goalkeeper for this team because Nathan Ingham has been for so long. This is a lot of names. And again, it's a clear priority from Fernando Lopez and Carlos Gonzalez and the team there to add Canadian Premier League experience and players who know how to be stars in this league. They're not just players that are capable of being stars, but know how to do that, know the idiosyncrasies of this league, and have done it, have been so massive. If you guys heard our Pacific FC chat last week, Aparicio is so incredibly important, or was so incredibly important to that team. Maybe he will be again to Ottawa. He can push a team to win a game, especially when surrounded by this kind of talent. But we've named a lot of names. You can only put 11 of them on the pitch at one time, Mitchell. How do you do that? If you're Carlos Gonzalez, is this a headache? How do you fit these players into a best 11 that's able to get the most out of this group?
Well, I think if you go for an MLS All-Star team 3-2-5, it might be possible. But the short answer is that no, I don't think they can fit everyone. And that makes Carlos Gonzalez's job even more challenging in terms of not only picking the right players for each match, but, you know, those guys who maybe don't get initially selected, keeping them motivated and ready to contribute when they're called upon. I think you probably end up deploying this team in a 4-3-3 just because there are so many of those talented winger options that you want further forward up the pitch. And, you know, there's going to be starting weapons and there's going to be weapons coming off the bench, no matter who you pick. So that's part of what's exciting for this team. I think there's still question marks at the right back position. Maybe that's still the biggest one to answer. We know Abubakar Sissoko can play there. He has played there in the past with Forge. So maybe that's the solution for the time being. But yeah, I think this is a team that can play a little bit differently. They can have more possession and, again, just be a little bit more proactive in attacking with wider threats, and that's how you put these players in the best position to succeed. But again, you know, picking 11 of them is going to be a massive challenge for Carlos Gonzalez, and that especially is with the front unit.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think it's maybe worth running quickly through the projected 11 that we've put together, and this is just our guess. Please note, we don't have any information, but we've got Ingham in goal. We've got Matteo Debrienne playing left back still, despite maybe being, you know, able to go a little bit further forward. Luke Singh, Amir Didic, Abubakar Sissoko playing right back. Again, something he did at Forge, but not even his necessarily best position. You've got a midfield of Alberto Zapater, Ollie Bassett, Manny Aparicio. And then you got a front three of Kevin Dos Santos, Sam Salter, Beau Tabla. There are big names that are left out of this group. You know, Maxime Tiefsot is not in there. Ruben Del Campo is not in there. Chris Twardek's not in there. There's a lot of talent in this team, and I think probably a good problem to have, obviously, to have that much talent and struggle to get them into the team and have that competition in training. But again, a team that has the tools, I think we'd say, to get it done. Now, as I kind of hinted earlier, games are played on a pitch and not on paper. Mitch, do you think that there's actually quite a bit of pressure on this team now to perform and to, you know, live up a little bit to this expectation, especially after how disappointing last year was?
Yeah, I think there's almost a unique level of pressure on Ottawa this season because they have a target on their back from pretty much every other CPL side in the way they operated this offseason. You know, there'll be more personal targets maybe when they travel to IG Field, Starlight Stadium, you know, York Lions Stadium this year. So I think there's obviously going to be that internal pressure right after, you know, going from worst to first and then back towards the bottom. They're going to want to raise the standards again and be towards the top. But there's also a lot of external pressure where, you know, media, players on other clubs, fans of other clubs have seen the talent that they've assembled here and will be expecting them to be one of the top teams in the CPL this season, if not, you know, the outright favorite. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on this club from all angles to perform. And again, like I said, there's going to be a massive target on their back as well because, you know, everyone's going to want to beat them this year. So I think that makes it exciting, but it also, you know, is a challenge that they're going to have to overcome.
Yeah, they've gone pretty all in this offseason, I think, considering last year when just how frustrating it was toward the end of the year, losing 12 points from goals after the 80th minute was a stat, which is crazy. That's an insane stat. And just, you know, considering the frustration, a lot of us remember Nathan Ingham kind of calling out his team after that loss at York, which effectively didn't put them out of the playoffs, but meant they didn't control their own destiny anymore. There was a lot of frustration, especially considering how good they'd been the year before. The other thing I noticed about this team is that I think there's also pressure, not just to win, but to play more attacking and entertaining football, right? Mm-hmm. This is a team that, you know, whether you agree or not, has been criticized at times in the last couple of years for playing a little bit conservative football at times under Carlos Gonzalez, not necessarily opening up very much. I wouldn't call it boring, but maybe, you know, I've heard that word. A team that has played more defensive football, especially away from home at times. I don't know if that's even an option with this group. When you've got Beau Tabla out there, when you've got Matteo Debrien as your fullback, when you've got Manny Aparicio in midfield, I feel like this is a team that is built to play attacking football. And that's something that Fernando Lopez has talked about this winter, is that that was something that they wanted to evolve toward this year. Again, I think it's going to happen naturally with this group. And Carlos Gonzalez spoke about that when I chatted with him the other day as well, is that that is, you know, not necessarily a spoken priority, but something that will happen organically with this group, which will be interesting. Moving on to question four, though, which of these many new signings, Mitchell, do you think is going to have the biggest impact? Because there's probably a case to be made for like six or seven of them.
Yeah, this is maybe the toughest question you've asked me yet, but I'm going to go with Manny Aparicio. I think this is a dream signing for Carlos Gonzalez, a player who just does all the little things right, has incredible work rate, can play well forward, plays well defensively, plays well with and without the ball. I think he'll be the engine for this team again, maybe something they've been missing in midfield, especially last season. So, you know, I think that Manny Aparicio is the guy. But like you said, there's so many options.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know who to pick. I feel like it's almost not fair to pick Beau Tabla because he has played for this team before.
No, I think
a few years ago. But I mean, for him to come back after spending a year away in Turkey, he has absolutely every ability to be the best player in this league, I think, and certainly the best attacking player in this league and the most entertaining player. You see what he does on a football pitch and the joy he played with in Ottawa in his first year and how much he spoke about, you know, how happy he was to be on that team. And I think that he will be just again a massive, massive part of this team. Whether he's playing on the wing, whether he's in the middle, whether you know whatever way Carlos Gonzalez chooses to use him, I think that he will be ultimately the focal point of that attack, despite there being a lot of other talent around him. So I think that's probably for me the shout. But again, I just keep looking at this projected 11, and it's like there's that saying of like where people say if you can't beat them, join them. I think Ottawa have gone with if you can't beat them, sign them this year, because you know Kevin Dos Santos scores to put them out of the playoffs, you're coming to Ottawa. You know, the two Pacific guys that beat them in the playoffs, didn't beat them in the playoffs, but they played against in the playoffs the year before and beat them last season. You know, again, bringing them over to Ottawa is a lot of talent in this group. We've got 8 seconds on the clock. As I expected, we were going to go along with this team. That's fine. I'm going to let the alarm go off so we can hear the sound. It's not a real dog. It's just in my phone. Hopefully your dog can't hear that.
Yeah, my dog is so annoyed right now.
Question number 5, though. What does success look like for Atletico Ottawa in 2024? And Mitchell, is it fair to say of a team that didn't make the playoffs last year that a trophy is actually what success has to look like for this team?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you assemble this level of talent, when you have this, you know, level of investment and recruitment, you have to win a trophy. They won't play an MLS club until the semifinal round of the CAN champ. So that sets up nicely for them if they can get there. They've won a CPL Shield before. They've been to a CPL final. I think for this group with this level of talent, you know, they have to lift a trophy in order to live up to their potential. And I think they have, you know, like we've said on paper, they have everything they need to do it.
Yeah, I think it's internally a group that will temper expectations and take it one game at a time, understanding that it's a new group and, you know, they again, didn't make the playoffs last year, but definitely I'd say the talent is there on paper to win some kind of trophy this year. We will have to see how that goes. Again, thank you very, very much for joining us on this, the 6th of our Canadian Premier League season previews for 2024. Tomorrow we will move on to number 7 with Vancouver Football Club, and we hope that you join us for that one as well. And if you're still around on audio, again, I spoke to Carlos Gonzalez last week in Ottawa at training on their first day back from their preseason trip to Mexico. He had all sorts of interesting things to say about this new look and this new feel Atletico Ottawa team. So again, I encourage you to spend the next few minutes of your listening time hearing the wisdom and the entertainment and the whatever else Carlos had to say about, you know, this very fascinating Atletico Ottawa team. I'm here in the nation's capital with Atletico Ottawa head coach Carlos Gonzalez. Carlos, you guys have just arrived back from Mexico. It's the home stretch now of the preseason before you guys kick off. Tell me just how excited you guys are to get back at it, especially considering how disappointed you were with the end of last year.
Well, I think that we've ended a period in which we are very satisfied of everything, how it went. You know, I think that we've been giving big steps in the building of the team and in the being of the team, you know, outside the field also. It's a lot of new players, new faces. So it's a very important part in which we have to create the chemistry in the group so that we can give our best in the field. Yeah, looking forward to see this distance plenty with plenty of fans. I think that it's a very special season this season. We've worked so hard since November to bounce back from last season. And this is what we're looking forward.
What were the priorities when you looked at the team and what you wanted to build as a club here?
Well, I think that we cannot forget the type of league that we play here. So it's very important to have players that they already proven their levels on the CPL. I think that's basic. Also, one of the things that we were looking for is the appropriate mentalities, okay? I think that to be a winner, that's a component of genetics that you need to have. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to bring players that have this type of genetics and that they've won before so that they can win again.
Yeah, it's a lot of players that have been stars in this league already. Obviously, Manny, Mateo, Amir, all these sorts of names. But also, to me, I look at the players that have come in, like Balu as well. Do you see this group of players and does it excite you? Does the kind of football that you might be able to play with this group excite you?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm enjoying every single day that I train this group. You know, that's a very important part. I told the guys there in Mexico that I was enjoying so much the training sessions with the type of players that we have and with the type of mentality and personalities that we have.
Do you think that it will be a bit of a different type of Atletico Ottawa than maybe we've seen in your first 2 years here?
I think that yes. Well, we hope that the essential parts of the team and our identity are going to be there, our pillars, things that are going to be repeated. But of course, the way of playing is going to be adapted to the players that we have. It's true that the fan base and all the people here, we still have the flavor of the championship that we had and being champions two seasons ago. So we know how it tastes and we want to repeat it. You know, this is how we all think. We cannot forget that our purpose is being contenders. You know, I always said that we have a very good group of players. This is true, it's a reality. But the most important thing is create a good team, you know, a great team. Plenty of energy and good vibes on mm-hmm. what I'm seeing. So I look forward for the start of the season.
There's just a few of these individual newcomers that I want to hear your specific thoughts on. I mean, to begin with, Manny, a player who's been a nominee for Player of the Year twice. How excited are you to have a player like that in this team?
I'm very, very excited because Manny's a player that everybody knows him. You know, it's a reality. He's a player that he shows that he has great qualities on the field and he's a great person and he has great ambitions. You know, I think that is the type of personality that suits the team and the identity and the mentality that we want.
I think fans were very excited to see Balu come back. You know, we saw what he did the year that you guys won the regular season.
As a person, his impact on the team, his leadership, another type of leadership that he brings is great, and also the talent. He's a natural talent. He's a player that is, well, he can create chances by himself, and this is very important to have in the team.
You know, you guys brought in also a couple Ottawa guys to this team, Mateo, Chris Twardek. How important is it to this club to, you know, have a connection with the community, have players that are from the area?
I think this is a critical aspect, you know, self of belonging, the people knowing that they are here, but they are from here, you know. This is a key point specifically in critical moments along the season that we are going to have. And I think that these are the type of players that step up and give an extra when it's needed. We are very proud of the fan base that we are having here, how it's growing, the support that they give us every single day. And I think that this is also another way to make them be feel that the team is part of the city and the city is part of the team. So in the both ways. So very happy of having Chris, very happy of having Mateo, Max Tissot, young guys like Tier Walker, like Luca Piccioli, now the addition. So I think that we have a good core of Ottawa people of the area of here. And this is going to be like a key factor for the future.
Atletico Ottawa and York United in the first game of the 2024 CPL season. I feel like it's time to play some games. We've been talking for a long time and preseason's been long.
Absolutely. Look, the sun gorgeous. Now is shining. It's time for soccer, for football, how you call it.
Yeah, I think it's time to get started. Yeah, Carlos, thank you.